This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's Corey McCartney from the Diamond. You anything having to do with baseball, this is the guy. Good morning, partner.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Are you any kind of a hockey fan?
So I grew up in Ohio, so we would ride up to Detroit, go see the Red Wings and all that. I was there one of the years when they won the Stanley Cup. So I'm not a huge hockey fan, but I get the whole vibe. And, man, the fan bases are just insane. I did get to I was on the ice during a Red Wings game. I had a buddy that was doing PR for them, and Michigan and Michigan State were going to play against each other. So I had to put on a cap and gown. I had to put a Michigan State jersey on, which I'm from Ohio, which is like sacrilege.
I was just going to say.
On the Michigan one. And we had to like go against each other. Like we were trying to fight and he was breaking us up. So at least I was on the ice.
So he put you to work. It sounds like
that's.
He did. Yeah. He said, if you guys are going to get free tickets, I'm going to put you to work.
Not only that, he's burying the lead here, Eric. Because you don't. The dude admitted he's from Ohio and he's going up to hang out and watch events in Michigan. That doesn't happen. And it doesn't happen the other way around either, right? I'm surprised you even said the word Michigan, because normally it's like, we went to that state up north.
Man, I tell you.
Am I right?
Well, I will couch that by saying my grandpa was a gigantic Detroit Tigers fan, so that was always kind of the one little avenue that he would take us where we had, you know, that was the path to something different.
Hey, Corey McCartney again, joining Sam Gray here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Got a show from the Diamond. You can hear weeknights here on our radio station. Of course, this weekend, with the events going on with the Dodgers and Freddie's return, you guys are going to have a great show. Let me talk to you first as a sports fan. Forget about what your job is, but from a fan, what was it like to watch that Freddie return on Friday?
I mean, it was tough. I mean, you know, I think because everyone went through these emotions, right? Like when the Matt Olson deal happened and you realized, okay, he's not going to be here anymore. And then, you know, I have two boys and obviously, you know, Freeman jerseys running around and all these kids. And then you wondered, man, what's it going to be like when he comes back? And the fact that he wanted to wait until he got the ring, until they were back here in Atlanta. I mean, he's always, you know, he just wears his emotions on his sleeves. And I haven't talked to him so many times over the years. And, you know, I expected it was going to impact him, but I didn't expect it was going to impact him the way that it did. I thought, you know, he would have had time to kind of figure out how he was going to deal with this in the moment, and it just overwhelmed him. And it's so rare to see any athlete like that in any sport. And, you know, whether or not you want to read into it and say, man, this guy did not want to leave. The fact that he was just so gracious and, you know, and just put it all out there. I mean, I thought it was incredible.
So Corey, let's go to last night's game on the field. Dansby Swanson, he is on a terror of the last couple days. Can he keep this up, or do you think that he will come back to the earth? And, I mean, just talk about what he's doing and the magic he's doing for the Braves right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's been unbelievable, right? I mean, we've always had these periods when you look at Dansby Swanson, if you dive into his splits and stuff, you'll see, like, how he'll have, you know, a month or two where he's just red hot, and then he kind of just goes through these lulls. But a couple things that I think are really different with him right now is his hard hit rate's up. It's the highest it's ever been in his career. The other thing that he's doing so well right now is he's hitting the ball to opposite field. He's doing that at the highest rate he's ever done it before. Right now you're talking about a guy who is seventh in the league in WAR right now. He's third in the NL behind Manny Machado, Paul Goldschmidt. In the month of June, he has been the most valuable player in baseball. Seven homers in the month. He's second only to Mike Trout, leads the league and averaging almost 400 since May 23rd, has a MLB best 51 hits. He is just absolutely putting it all together. And the fact that he's doing it in a contract year, you know, I had people on Twitter hitting me up last night going, is this going to be Freddie Freeman 2.0 here? We're, you know, watching another guy have a great season and end up going somewhere else. I don't really answer to that. You know, I would be really surprised if, you know, they do decide to move on from Dansby Swanson, because I think he's part of the fabric of things of being a local kid, all those little variables. But he has just been fantastic, and just everything has just been clicking for him, basically since the last month and a half.
That is Corey McCartney from the Diamond. And what else are your publications? He's all over the place, but we want you to focus on him here from the Diamond Sunday nights here. I think it's 5 o'clock. You guys get started.
Yeah, we'll be on 5 tonight.
5 o'clock tonight. All right, him and Grant McCauley. I'm thinking about this right now, and I want to get your thoughts on it. I wonder if a lot of players aren't taking advantage of what is going on with the shift and not working on driving the ball the other way. I realize, you know, most of these guys want to knock it out of the park. But with the shift that has been in place for the last couple of years, learning to take it the other way is going to be an advantage moving forward, especially starting next year when the shift goes away. So the more that you can kind of perfect spraying the ball around the field is to your advantage. That takes away whatever book is on you as far as how you hit. And I just think this was an opportunity that these guys, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, let slide by the wayside.
I'd agree with that. And I mean, it's funny if you look at, you know, the guy right now in the league who is the second highest productive player against the shift is Michael Harris II. He's hitting 91% above league average against shift. JD Martinez leads the league right now. But I think it's incredible that we're seeing a guy that's so young that's coming up and, you know, really getting his first look at a lot of these pitchers and the way defenses are dealing with him is that high up there. But, when you run through those guys who are those league leaders in that department, it's a lot of the guys that you would anticipate are going to be, you know, among those top hitters. And obviously, you know, Braves fans watched it for a long time. Teams decided to continue to shift against Freddie Freeman, despite the fact that he could go opposite field with ease. So I think it is going to be really interesting, as we get away from that, to see if this kind of changes, you know, the way these guys approach their ABs when, you know, they can't shift anymore. Are we going to see, you know, a lot of people talk about the pull happiness of guys and launch and everyone trying to get into that launch angle. How is that going to change? Are we going to see averages rise as guys try to get away from that and attack things a different way with no shifts? But, I think it's incredible that we're talking about Michael Harris II, you're right in there in that class.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you as far as how you feel about what you've seen so far. The guy has come with, the best way to put it is just energy. He's just come with energy in a way that you don't see in Major League Baseball. You see it in some other sports, a little easier to see. But this guy has landed with, you know, we're talking about stolen bases now. We're talking about, taking that extra base by not just him, but other players are feeding off that. Your thoughts on his game and what you've seen so far now that he's made it to the majors?
I will tell you, it's funny. When in his first few days, you know, during this homestand, I asked him, you know, is it still feeling any different every time you put that jersey on? You know, I mean, obviously meaning because of the fact that he's, you know, a local kid and you put that Braves jersey on. He goes, yeah, and he also, the fabric's a lot nicer than what we used to have back in the time.
Exactly.
I think, you know, just think about a year ago, you know, when they brought in Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario, Adam Duvall, what, you know, they were able to do in remaking that outfield, and it brought an energy to that club. You're not getting that this time around. I think the only way you were going to get an addition that was going to truly impact this club was to do it internally. And there was nobody else, you know, no offense to Drew Waters, who I think is a fantastic prospect, but I don't think there was anybody else that you could have brought in that was going to have internally that same reaction they've gotten from Michael Harris II, who just has such a swagger to his game. Obviously what he brings defensively, being able to shore up center field and then allowing, you know, Adam Duvall to go to a more natural position for him, keeping any thoughts of Ronald Acuña Jr. playing in center field. And certainly what he can do is just an impactful guy that lengthens that lineup, because that's something Brian Snicker always talks about, you know, and we talked to Travis Darno a couple of days about just being continually hard outs 1-9. A guy like that bringing things up at the bottom has absolutely added that.
So, Corey, I want to ask you a question about Ronald Acuña Jr. You know, the whole thing about him and Freddie, how Freddie would get so frustrated when he would make those small mistakes. And, you know, the sub story, you know, when he got to first base on Friday night, the little brotherly hug they gave to each other, that was kind of funny when I looked at it. But past two nights, Acuña has made base running mistakes each time. Now, on Friday night, he got thrown out stealing second because he came off the bag. That one I'll give him a pass on. But when he got picked off last night, those things just they could kill the team's momentum. Or that's just him being too arrogant on the base pass, or there's just something that he's not recognizing.
I think it's – I almost want to think it's just allowing emotions to kind of take over his game. And sometimes, you know, I think we forget how young, you know, he still is, just 24 years old. I mean, there would have been an era where, you know, a guy like that wouldn't have even just been getting to the majors, let alone already have had the effect and the impact that he's had on the game in his fifth season. I hate to, like, correlate him to a guy that ended up kind of being problematic in his career, but Manny Ramirez was an incredible talent who would at times make plays that had the Indians fans scratching their head wondering what he was doing. You know, sometimes you get that with Ronald Acuña Jr., and I don't mean that to be a detriment at all, because I think when you play with emotions and you allow athleticism to take over so much, you know, I think sometimes, you know, things just it might bite you sometimes. You know, I think that's just what you get with him. He said it before. I mean, when we asked about would he tone down his game, you know, as he kind of comes back from injury, and he said, I can't do anything but go 100%. And I think that's just kind of the par for the course with him. Sometimes you're going to get, you know, absolutely unbelievable athletic plays, and every once in a while something's going to creep in where you're wondering what's happening.
So as we sit here on the 26th day of June and you look at this team, despite the fact they're still looking up at the Mets, and we can feel how we do about that Mets team or what's going on with the Phillies. By the way, the Phillies are going to go backwards for a while. They just got Bryce Harper, just got his hand busted. Yeah. So that's going down for a bit. But how do you feel about where they sit, what we see as far as the product on the field, and the consideration of conversation about the playoffs moving forward in the second half of the season, hopefully that everybody stays healthy?
I mean, there's not – obviously, you don't have Ozzie Albies right now, and you may not have him until, you know, very late in the season. But, you know, still, they've got a – Fangraphs has him as a 90% chance of making the playoffs right now. I know, you know, catching the Mets is its own thing. I would say that's – it's going to be very, very difficult considering the fact that they just keep holding on. You know, since they lost Scherzer, they have an ERA of over 5, and they just keep winning games because they're being trumped up by that offense. Pete Alonso hit 2 more home runs yesterday, leads the NL in homers and RBIs. They're only going to get better, right? I mean, you think about, you know, if DeGrom comes back, Scherzer making his way back, I think they're going to be an active team on the trade market. I wouldn't be surprised if Frankie Montas from the A's winds up wearing a Mets uniform. That being said, I don't know what all the Braves can really do to try to change the makeup of their team, because I don't think there's a lot of holes. I mean, maybe you go out and add another bullpen piece. I think, you know, Alex Anthopoulos would probably say that's one area you can always make some improvement. But if Eddie Rosario's on his way back, if Mike Soroka comes back, I just don't know. And certainly Ozzie Albies is something that's sitting out there. I just don't know what else you can really do to this team. So, I like the way that they're trending right now. And certainly if Dansby Swanson is going to keep playing like an MVP, things are going to end up very well for him. But I just don't see a lot of holes in this club right now.
Corey, as always, man, we can't thank you enough. Remember, it is From the Diamond, 5 p.m. tonight. My man here, Corey McCartney, and Grant McCauley, they will bring you up on not just this weekend's matchup with the Dodgers, but just everything you need to know as far as baseball, right? You guys got
to come. That's right. And we're going to talk a lot about Phillies, talking a lot about Harper tonight, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you guys talking about what's going on up there in New York? Not just that they got the most wins, 52, in the league, but what they're going to do with Aaron Judge.
Yeah, and man, they just got no hit yesterday, right? They've been hit twice since 1958, both times by the Astros.
By the Astros, right. But does this guy get his money? He's waiting for Mike Trout kind of money. The season he's putting up so far, he might get. Listen, Mike Trout or Bryce Harper, either one, I'll take you know those contracts. But I think that's what he's shooting for. My question is, the team with the most money, they don't normally put out that kind of cash. So does he end up in a Yankees uniform next year? Do you think?
Without question, they cannot afford to lose him. I think they're gonna work this thing out. I think you're gonna be talking about potentially the biggest contract in Major League Baseball history. I think they're, from a year-to-year, an annual value standpoint, I think there's no other place that can afford him that's going, and it just would be a detriment to them, I think, to let him walk. So I think Aaron Judge will be back in the Yankees uniform, without question.
All right, Corey, And Grant, be talking about this again from the Diamond, 5 p.m. tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy, and as always, thank you for getting up and being a part of our show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.